The name of the Lord be praised. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 26, we'll begin with verse 14. I'll be skipping around a little bit today. Matthew 26, 14 to 16. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, "What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you." And they covenanted together with him for 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver. That was the price of a slave at that time. $52.80. That's all Christ was worth to him. And from that time on, he sought opportunity to betray him. He was a greedy man. Judas was a greedy man. Even the time when Mary anointed Jesus' feet with a precious ointment, that he says, "Well, why can't you take this here and sell it so we can feed the poor?" When in the back of his mind he was thinking, "Hey, that's some money in my pocket." Because he took care of their treasury, so to speak. He's always looking out for himself. And the Lord knew what kind of a man Judas was. And he used him for his plan. This plan was for him to betray our Lord and to send him to the cross. Judas was greedy. He was out for himself. And he didn't care how he went about it. Now, if you turn to Matthew 27, verse 3 to 5. Then Judas, which had been betrayed, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is this to us? You see to it." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and he went and he hanged himself. After Jesus was arrested, excuse me, Judas realized, "What have I done? I'm sending this innocent man to be crucified, sending him to a painful death, innocent blood." He went out and he hung himself. What state of mind was he in at the time? He repented. He repented. He was remorseful. He went out and hung himself. His mind was not all his. He says, "What else can I do?" He threw the 30 pieces of silver at him. He didn't even want it. That was blood money. But now he was in a situation. He's going to die on the cross, and it's all my fault. Is it? Is it Judas's fault? He was part of the plan. The plan was that Christ was going to die on the cross. The plan was that he was going to die for you and me. The plan was that we would live eternally because of this. Judas was just part of the plan. We are part of the plan also. Christ wouldn't have had to go to the cross if it wasn't that the world was full of sin. And he went for you and me. Well, God had to use somebody, so he used Judas. But after Judas saw what was happening, he was repentful. He asked for forgiveness. He wanted to give back what he had. They said, "What is that to us? We don't care. Do what you got to do." But in his mind, in his thoughts, "What have I done? What have I done? What other way can I can't live anymore." He went out, he hung himself. He's not the only one at fault. If there wasn't sin in the world, Christ would not have had to die. So we hear all around, "Oh yeah, the Jews were at fault. The Romans put him there." Dear ones, we put him there. You and I put our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. We're responsible for his death as much as anybody else. But you know, in today's world, we like to shirk responsibility. "I didn't do it, he did it." Now wait a minute, it wasn't my fault, it was his fault. We try to make things better for ourselves. Sometimes to the point of categorizing sin. "This one ain't so bad, so I'm not so bad there. Oh, this was a little, but that's okay. This one we won't even talk about." In the eyes of the Lord, dear ones, sin is sin. He can't look at it. That's why Christ died on the cross for you and me. He has to look at us through Jesus Christ. We're responsible for his death. But people have suffered through the years, the Jews. Many other people, they still say, "Oh, Judas, terrible." Yes, it was terrible. But he saw what he had done. He was remorseful. He was repentant. Dear ones, when we get down on our knees, we have to ask God to forgive us every day. Because never a day goes by that we don't do something that displeases God. I remember a sister from the old church getting up to testify once. She said, "I told the Lord this morning when I prayed, I was going to watch myself so carefully. I'm not going to do anything wrong." She went about her business. She went to work. She did everything. When she came home, she was so proud of herself. "Oh Lord, I'm so proud of myself. I was so good today," and this and that. She went down to pray. And the Lord pointed out to her, "You did this, and you did that." And she says, "Oh God, if I'm watching myself when I do this, how much more do I do when I'm not watching myself?" You and I, every day, have to ask God for forgiveness, because we do something. It may not seem like much to us because we categorize. We see the children. The mother will go, "Who did this? Wasn't me, Ma, it was him." Sure. Even one kid in the family, "I didn't do it." We always shirk the responsibilities. We like to be pardoned, but do we like to pardon? We like to be forgiven, but are we willing to forgive others? Has someone done anything to you? And you say, "Oh, this is so terrible. I'll never talk to him again. I'll never speak to this one again." Why? "Well, they did this and they did that." Well, what have you done? God's forgiven you. Why can't you forgive them? We look for excuses, dear ones. The world today is a very dark place. The world today is a very dark place. Is that because the Christian light is going out? Then we better brighten it up again. We want to lead people to Christ. If you have an opportunity, take that opportunity, dear one, because it's going to be a long time in hell. This is the time. We have the opportunities. God is reaching out to us. Let us reach out to them. Every one of us has done something we're ashamed of, something that we are not proud of, but God has forgiven us because we've been repentant and we've asked forgiveness. Romans, third chapter of Romans, 23rd verse says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." He didn't die without a cost. But now we are free because of his death. And because of his death, we all have opportunity to bring others to Christ. Let us take the opportunity, dear ones. The time is very short. This week, we're going to be having a prayer week. Tonight will be the first meeting. This will be for forgiveness and repentance. We pray that God will complete the work through us. If you can, come and join us. We all need prayer, dear ones. There's none of us out here that doesn't need a prayer. First, it's going to be forgiveness and repentance. We're going to pray for our nation, our government, Israel, revival of our church direction, souls, and healing. And anointing the sick. And then, hopefully, if you can, Friday, we're going to pray. We're going to have a day of fasting, if you're able to. One meal, two meals, the day, the whole day, whatever you can. Whatever you can do. And then we're going to get together in fellowship. Matthew 6. Matthew 6, 16 to 18 says, "Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, and they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." We don't go around and boast and say, "Oh yeah, I fast. Look, oh, I'm so tired, I'm weak because I'm fasting." And no, dear ones, don't put it on yourself like this. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for the glory of God. If we can fast, we will fast. If we can't, that's okay too. And this week is going to be a casual week. Every day but Tuesday. Tuesday is our regular service night. But the rest of the week will be prayer. And if you want to come casually, that's appropriate. Some of you may have to come right from work, who knows? Or you haven't got time. That's fine. As long as you're here. We just want you here. We want to be together to pray and ask God to forgive us, to repent of our sins, and to help others who need help.